Call the meeting in order. Stand for the pledge, please. Ask Kelly to lead the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. The purpose of this meeting is to close out 2019. And pay any bills and stuff that we have outstanding. Has everybody had a chance to read their minutes from last month?
Yep.
Any additions or corrections as written? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Don?
I'll second.
Irving, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay. Chris is not here for the highway. Okay, we'll do the highway resolution. We're into the highway. Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay. The town board of the town of Moores duly convened in regular session does hereby resolve as follows. As the highway department has an overspend budget that needs amending with $16,268.07 to pay the invoices of December, the unappropriated assigned fund balance DA-915 will be debited in the amount of $16,268.07. The unassigned fund balance DA-909 will be credited in that same amount. The $16,268.07 will be used to zero out the highway budget. All of the columns in the year 2019 budget in the town of Moores are hereby amended to reflect amendment authorized by this resolution.
Okay, thank you. You get a motion to accept that resolution?
We'll accept the resolution.
Well, I guess it's related to that. Well, last month we did 100,000 to anticipate the payroll and stuff that was coming up. He was getting close to his budget being done. So this is just what he went over, that 100,000 to balance it out.
Yeah.
Well, the payroll was bigger because they had a lot of overtime because of the roads. That was part of it.
It just money didn't come in yet?
Yep, it did. But it just came in. It's not cleared. Yes, I got here. It did come in. So we can pay that back.
I'll second.
So, okay, moving second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay, Art's not here for the library, control notification, so old business. Anything under old business? I don't have anything under old business. Anybody got anything under old business? No? New business. Okay, I've only got one thing. We got a resolution on credit cards. So I'll have Kelly read that in a minute.
Whereas the town of Moores does not have a credit card policy, and whereas during the state comptroller's audit it was suggested we do so, thereby it be it resolved, from this day forward there will be no credit cards in the name of the town, nor will any be opened in the name of the town. Be it further resolved that the town will no longer pay any bill accumulated from a credit card this day forward, and there will be a formal policy to follow.
Okay. The only one that's got a card is, Chris has got a card on the highway. He's got one for the Sam's Club, and he's got also a gas card. The state controller asked him for the receipts on both of those. And the Sam's Club, he hasn't been able to come up with it. And as far as the gas card, he did come up with the receipts on the gas card, and he was able to balance them out. But the gas card's got a $2,500 cash advancement on it. And he said that's not a good thing to have for the town. So we looked through our policies, and we don't have a credit card policy. So this is going to be the start of it, that we need to address it. And that's where we're going with this, because like the controller said, the Sam's Club card, We need the statements to find out, make sure that the town's only paying for what the town should be paying for. But he couldn't come up with them. He said it'll take him 3-4 weeks to get them, so. So he advised that we need to do away with them. Most of your towns, a lot of your towns don't have it. Anything like when they go to schooling and stuff, when we used to go to schooling, you pay your own and then you bring a voucher and get reimbursed for it. That's what's gonna have to happen with him. He's gonna have to get his vouchers and get reimbursed. So that's where this is at. So I'm gonna make a motion to accept this.
Before we do that, Jeff, on the, like our own, we have our own fuel up at the shop. Do we have gasoline up there too?
Yeah.
So a lot of the towns have, like, it's not a credit card, but it's each employee has a card and it's a card system. I know we don't have that.
Right.
I'm just wondering if we shouldn't look into doing that. That way, that keeps track of what we have in terms of, you know.
Right, but I think it's something you got to put on the pump.
It's going to cost some money to get it set up. That's right. The thing. And I don't know if that's something we should look into, get some bids to.
Right,
because that could in the long run end up saving us.
Well, I mean, that something,
and it keeps everybody, so to speak, honest. You know,
that's it. I mean, then I'm hoping they're keeping track of their fuel.
Right,
up there.
That's the thing. You don't know
when they fill their trucks up, they should be marking it down, and you know, each truck.
And that would better help us determine how much it's costing us to do each route and each truck and all this stuff.
That's what I mean. That should be part of it. I mean, and that's the other thing. Huh? He's got this program that we spent $6,000 on to keep track of all this stuff. And the controller went up there, says, "Can you get me in the program so I can see it?" He had no idea how to get into it. So, I mean, and every month we should be getting a report on, you know, what he's done. That's why we got him that report to put on the computer. So, but, you know, I really don't know how to force him to do it. He's an elected official. It's his responsibility.
Yeah.
But as far as these, you know, bills and stuff, we need to keep better track of it, because, you know, it's my sixth year here and this is the first time we've ever run over budget. And it's not a good way to run a business.
It wasn't a small amount, over $100,000.
Yeah, it's a big amount.
I mean, we just got back from the state. We got 85,000, 34,000 for the ice or the bad weather, and then another 34,000 or 41,000. But he's overspent 116,000, so he's not gonna have a lot left out of this either.
Yeah, that amounts to about 140,000.
Yeah. So he's gonna have 30,000, 25,000 left out of that. You know, usually we've been carrying over close to 50,000 to 75,000 to buy a new truck every 3 years, but it ain't gonna happen this year. But
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution on the credit cards.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Chris, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Anything else under new business? You got anything else? That was it, just those two, right?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's all I got under new business. Anybody else got anything? Uh-huh. Okay. Did the financials, so that's good. Public comment.
Can I just ask a clarification question on the Sam's Club card? Is that in the town's name?
Yes, it is. It says Chris Gilmore, care of the town of Moore.
Right, the town of Moore is responsible for paying.
Right, exactly.
And the statements don't get mailed here?
No.
You can't call
Sam's Club? No, we tried that. Yeah. Hmm. And must be a PIN number or something to be able to get into that, and we couldn't get into it. We tried when the controller was here.
You can't just go down the Sam's Club with the card.
Yeah, we did that also. Yeah, because it's in his, because he set it up and it's in his PIN number. He controls it. That's why I want to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And we have no control over it. And I'm not saying that he's misusing it or anything.
No, but it's still but scary. Just that
when the state controller comes here and does our books. Everything needs to.
It's probably more sloppy paperwork on his side.
Right.
You know, right.
Well,
right.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll see him in ceremony.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, just, I got a question also. So, last board meeting, you approved $100,000 additional to his budget to pay for just overtime?
Right, to pay for the bills that were coming in, yeah. We knew we had the payroll coming, and he was at the beginning of December, he was very close to the end of his budget then.
Okay.
So we had to cover payroll.
We had solid payroll, they lost up, but, you know.
Now, was that on overusage?
Trucks, that was all involved in that overage.
And then the overusage was on the county roads?
Yeah.
Or all roads?
All the roads.
Because I know he said for the county, we could resubmit, Mr. Bowler said that we could submit an additional form, so we'll be able to recoup any of that money for the following year.
That's why we got that program for him, to keep track of all that. So come the end of the year, if we're running over budget, and the state is the same thing, if you're running over budget, show us proof that you did, we'll reimburse you. So technically, we shouldn't be losing money if he's keeping track of all this paperwork.
And a system exists to keep track of it.
Right, and that's what this program is for. You punch it in every day where your trucks go, how many miles they went, what they covered, what they put down, and it'll spit it out at the end of the month, what you've done.
So what you're saying here, no report has been generated?
I don't know. We haven't gotten anything. And as far as I know, we allocated his wife to go up and punch it because he's not real literate on the computer, but we allocated his wife to go up so many hours to go in and punch it in the computer for him, so.
That was in the middle of summer, I think you had to take that away because they, Bria, advisor, said that he couldn't do that because it was a code issue or something, a code of ethics issue with the town, right? So he hasn't had her for the half remainder of the year?
I think I'm the only one that voted no.
That's what passed.
Yeah.
I was the only one that voted no because.
Because those families.
Okay, I know you brought it up, I know.
He's department head, you can't have him as a member for department head.
But either way, he does.
The board decided to overrule that so that she could do it.
But either way, he has somebody and it's still happening, we don't have to be generous.
Right.
I got a question for you, Jim. How long is it, has the software for leased vehicles, how long ago did the town purchase that?
Well, it's been at least a year. Been at least a year.
Longer than that.
Yeah.
I bet you it's probably almost 3 years.
Three years, and it has never been operable.
Well, we don't know, we haven't gotten any reports.
What would we need to get it operable? I mean, the software is there?
Yeah.
Everything's intact?
Everything's there, it's in the computer, and all you gotta do is punch his information in there. The program is set up. He just needs to punch his stuff in there.
Everything's being passed from the trucks? All set up?
Not all the trucks. I think he may have one or two trucks that don't have it.
Yeah.
But we can, I mean, if we're gonna do it, we should have it for all of them.
Right.
But every truck.
It costs so much per truck, so I don't know that he get the updates on the other trucks to keep it, you know, keep those in the program.
Right. I think I would ask you guys as a board, and I understand he's an elected official, however, everybody answers to this body. So why can't you just make a motion to give him so many days that, I mean, we spent, you guys, the town spent good money on this. Let's get this moving forward, cost effective, we already spent money on it. I've heard it before, he's an elected official, but he still answers to this body.
When he answers to the taxpayers.
You know, to the taxpayers.
The taxpayers.
All we do is supply him with a budget. That's as far as we can control him, is the budget, that's it. We can tell him what to do, but he doesn't have to do it. We have no ramifications to make him do it. How are you gonna make him do it? Hold his pay, can't do it. Try that.
You can generate an audit.
That's what the audit guy said.
No, I mean, we can do, he's the one who will look into certain financial things across the board for every department. You could actually have someone come in and do an independent audit on the town highway department and find out exactly where the money is being spent. And then, by New York State law, you can hold him accountable for any money that's been misappropriated or misused.
Oh, no doubt.
So there's ways to hold him accountable. The town board's going to accept responsibility and not allow him to spend ridiculous amounts of money that are way above beyond his budget. So it's for you to put him, you have to find the information out first. The information is by generating an audit for his department.
That's what they're doing, an audit now. They're working on it.
They're gonna do a full audit of full audit department?
Yeah.
There's gotta be a way we can work together.
Right. Maybe there is no missing.
We're trying, we keep asking for this stuff, but.
Right, but there's gotta be a way we can implement this because to have it for so long and the software's gonna get outdated, it's gonna cost us more money. That is there.
But the information that it's gonna generate him is gonna be so much easier on his job.
Exactly.
You know, that's what I don't understand.
You'll see where your biggest part of your budget is being spent.
You know,
and then where
you're gonna have that stuff right in front of him. Okay, here, okay. Why did we spend more this month than we did last month there? You know,
So am I clear that you said that he still has somebody helping him right now? Or is it not?
He's allocated, I think he's allocated so many hours a month for her to punch stuff on the computer, his wife to punch stuff on the computer.
As of right now?
Yeah.
Okay, because tomorrow's to be honest with you.
Yeah, until then, until today.
Until today, okay.
Yeah, next year is gonna be a new policies and new, you know, we do that the first of the year, our first meeting, but yeah. You know, she's been available to him for,
I don't believe she's been utilized though.
No, probably not. Probably not. Maybe she doesn't have time to do it either. If not, then we can hire somebody else to do it. You know?
Somebody who's, I mean, capable of the software.
Right. You gotta be,
data entry and that kind of stuff, because I mean, it'll just save us so much time and money and to go look for information.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, a position like that, the problem with that is it's not really a full-time. It's something where I don't know how many hours a week they would need, maybe 8 hours a week or 10 hours a week would be probably all they would need to do.
Well, not only that, we need Chris to feed the information to them.
Yeah, right.
That's what the problem is.
I agree. If all the trucks are GPS accordingly, they're gonna feed to this computer. And once the system's running,
right,
and all you're doing is just data entry, I mean, somebody would, like her.
Yes, obviously.
So it wouldn't really take much.
I don't know how exactly their system works, but technically right. It should be easier with time, but I think that right now it's
avalanche.
Very overwhelming, and I have a feeling that he thinks that the system is designed to work against him and to punish him, and he doesn't understand how much easier it could make his job, because it's just...
Yeah.
Oh, it's like having somebody watching you.
You need somebody that understands,
right?
Right.
You're not
right.
You need somebody to run it that understands it.
Is there another town that we could ask if they have? I mean, if somebody, you know, if there's one town that has somebody that has 8 hours to spare, they understand
sure
what they're
out there.
Doing.
I don't know. I have to inquire and see. I don't know. Well, any other towns out there?
We bought this software from somebody. These people must have somebody that can support.
I'm sure if he's had problems, I'm sure we can contact him. But
they have to train someone. Has to someone to train.
You know, he hasn't gotten back to the board, and he has had a problem with it. So
if we don't use it, we're not going to have a problem with it.
Exactly. So. But yeah, that's something we need to check into. We need to push a little harder on it, I guess.
And in fairness to Chris, or Mr. Gilmore, is that the budget's also gone down for the department every year in the last 5 years. So,
no, it hasn't.
That's not totally true.
No, yeah. No one has it.
In which way?
Well, there have been things that were taken out of his budget
in
other areas.
He's got an increase every year. And his budget never went down. We've taken stuff out because he didn't understand what it was, and he didn't understand it, so we took it out. But the dollar amount for his budget is he's been up every year. And up every year.
Expenditure-wise?
Yeah.
So okay.
And his budget has been a bigger part, increased every year. It looks like, in some cases, it looks like it was lowered because certain
tough
things
stuff
take out of his budget.
You know, the last year, I think it was, we took the workman's comp out, so we can just write one check for everything instead of one out of the highway and one out of the general. That money that was in there commanded, but that's why it looked like he was getting less money. But he just had one less payment to make too.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up. I realized that things were taken out of
it. No, because a lot of, and believe me, I've been here 6 years and I still don't totally have this budget down pat yet. There's a lot of crap in there. And there's a lot of stuff to learn. And I think part of his problem too. He doesn't understand it 100%. And rather maybe I won't even understand 100%, but I don't understand everything, believe me.
It's called
I don't pretend to.
There's a lot
to it.
There's
a lot to it.
So. It's a complicated formula is what it is. Just,
yeah, the state never makes anything easy. So.
It would just be nice to see the whole thing go down a little bit for everybody.
Oh, without no. Without a doubt. We'd love to. Anything else? Okay. I need a motion to adjourn. Hey, Chris, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Sherry, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you.